iBridge Audio presents What Happened to Goldman Sachs? An insider's story of organizational drift and its unintended consequences. By Stephen G. Mandis. Read by Sean Renett. Prologue. A funeral. On September 25, 2006, I filed into the memorial service for John L. Weinberg, senior partner of Goldman Sachs from 1976 to 1990. More than 1,000 people filled Gotham Hall in New York to pay their respects. John L., as he was often referred to within Goldman to distinguish him from other Johns at the firm, was the product of Princeton and Harvard Business School, and the son of one of the most powerful Wall Street bankers, Sidney Weinberg, who had literally worked his way up from janitor to senior partner of Goldman, and who had served as a confidant to presidents. The program listed a Goldman honor roll of those who would speak, including Lloyd Blankfein, the firm's current chairman and CEO, John Whitehead, who had run the firm with John L. The two of them were known as the Johns, and who had left Goldman in 1985 to serve as deputy secretary of state, Robert Rubin, who had gone from co-senior partner in the early 1990s to secretary of the treasury, Hank Paulson, who would run Goldman when it went public on the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, in 1999, and had just become Secretary of the Treasury. John S. Weinberg, John L.'s son and current vice chairman of Goldman. And Jack Welch, former chairman and CEO of General Electric and a long-standing client of John L.'s. Welch's eulogy stood out. His voice cracking, holding back tears, he said, "I love you, John. Thanks for being my friend."